Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Shop Local for Good News, Entrepreneurs Empowered.
Amazing title and topic. I'm very excited to be here.
Yay. Tonight's guest is Janelle Branch. She's the COO of the Ring Workspaces in downtown Clearwater. We are also on Facebook Live. I'm trying to do five things at once here, as usual. And so if you'd like to jump over to Facebook Live and on the Shop Local for Good page, you can put a comment in, because our technology guru, who's also known as my daughter, Lorena, is watching comments on Facebook Live. So if you have any questions for Janelle or me, feel free to comment. If you're watching live, feel free to say hi. If you're a small business owner, we'd love for you to tag your business, especially if you're in Tampa Bay, because we like to share small businesses.
Good.
And empower them. And also, if you are a part of a local nonprofit, especially an all-volunteer managed nonprofit, make sure you tag that in our comments as well, because we'd like to connect with you. The Benevolution Foundation is our nonprofit. It's basically a nonprofit incubator, and we like to help coach all volunteer managed nonprofits in the Tampa Bay community. Basically, we teach them how to find a perfect board member, which there is a board member. But we like to show them how to interview the board members and see if they actually know what they're getting into.
What are the qualities, the characteristics,
yes.
If they know what the industry or
right.
the cause is about.
Right.
Yeah,
if they're excited about your cause or
yeah.
your mission. And then we teach them ways to build community awareness.
Okay.
For example, events.
Events are critical, absolutely.
It
gets the awareness out there. So
yeah.
the more you have, the more we can network with like-minded individuals, the more we can create and build.
Exactly. That's why I love the Ring.
Yeah.
The Ring is so awesome. I walk in here and I'm like, my people! He's a bunch of entrepreneurs.
Well, the beauty of the Ring is that, you know, Janelle and Simi, who are the co-founders of The Ring, had this vision. And, of course, I joined the team early while they were sort of conceptualizing. So I was able to, you know, have an impact, of course, as well on the product. We consider ourselves constantly evolving. So who knows where we will be in the future. But we all come from different parts of the world. We all see things very differently. And so because of that, we're able to sort of assess, okay, how will this person respond to, you know, what we're putting before them? How will they like this event? Because we're looking at it from different angles. Like I said, you know, our experiences were different, both culturally and professionally. So we took that experience, we took that knowledge of ourselves and everything that we know to be sort of dynamic in today's professional environment, and brought it into the Ring. So when you do feel that sense of, okay, there's something balanced around here, it's literally because you're getting multiple minds that are coming together and creating a cohesive single goal and vision, which is also very difficult to do if you're working in a nonprofit organization.
Right.
Everyone has an opinion,
right.
you know, and for everyone to see that one mission, to get behind that one cause is so critical. So we were lucky to some sort that we got along very well.
How did you meet?
So I met Daniels in actually Schiller University. Schiller was like a local school
yeah.
here. Yeah. I wanted to travel and study. I actually was going to take a sabbatical, but decided to go to school. And my friend said, hey, there's a school that allows you to do both. So we met there basically on student government. So from the get-go, we were sort of always wanting to be a part of creating things. And Simi's his wife, so I met Simi through him. And I think their story goes back to school as well, but I'll let them tell that part.
Okay. We'll have to have them on another
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
I heard about the late night story, the stories of the late night brainstorming.
Late night brainstorming, yes. What we call the
Ring.
Yeah. Yeah. My life was spent certainly in the Ring for the greater portion of its development. And I think that's when our juices flow. I love to say I love to take out my shoes and then connect with the earth
right.
and let that energy flow through me. So for the Ring, we did our best work, I think, at the basically very late at night. I would probably say sometimes I'll just like 3 a.m.
Right.
We would be here working.
Before the walls were in there.
Yeah, we utilized the second floor, actually. This was our playground for some greater part of it. And then Simi actually went off to study. So we lost a great mind, but not too far.
Okay.
She wanted to study sustainability a lot more, get in depth with it. So yeah, that's a little bit of the background.
So what was the beginning? I mean, was there like a study that you noticed that you wanted, or what was the passion to drive it? I mean, the environment in here. It's also a little bit, for me anyway, I get excited when I'm around other entrepreneurs,
right,
that I know genuinely enjoy working with each other. I mean, running into someone in a shared kitchen, everybody's friendly.
Absolutely.
You guys are just a bomb. I had my first networking event, and I have to tell you guys, you worked your butt off on getting my slideshow to work.
We tried our best.
It was my fault because I don't do Apple.
No. We're still working out some kinks.
But
so anybody,
it worked out really well.
I'm very happy.
And then there was another networking event going on in the kitchen, and they came through, and it was all
made a mortgage
to meet everybody.
Absolutely, a mortgage group launched their office there, so that was great. I love the diversity that you bring, Shop Local, and it's just a whole bunch of stuff. We're so excited about our little dragonfly and our scorpion. Like, literally, it's become a little iconic for the ring.
Good.
Yeah, everyone comes up and go, what is that? And it's like this little dragonfly. So please, everyone, check out Karen's, I want to call it almost artifacts because they're, but you're a little animal. They're so cute, but yeah.
Oh, my husband's the copper artist.
Yes, you told me. Yeah, I keep on giving you the accolades. But it doesn't matter.
Yes,
you can make it.
He's the artist for Blocksmith. He's also the guy that has built two stores of shelves that we've had to also take down and move.
Wow, okay.
We had to pivot. And that's where I see a lot of that kind of energy here.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when the slideshow wasn't working the way I gave it to you, you figured out a way to pivot and
right.
use the computer from the front desk. So everybody in the kitchen got to see the slideshow.
Yeah, they did. They did actually just walk right behind. Like, what's that going on the screen? Oh, well, that's in the room next door.
We're so awesome. I love that about you guys because you don't let any challenges overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do that. They call it what a former boss of mine used to say, overcome the obstacles, Karina.
Absolutely. It's about problem solving and taking one step at a time. There will always be a plan A, B, C. And that's just the way you have to operate, I think, in the world, in the real environment as well. We will be hit with so many obstacles.
Right.
And if you let it overcome you, you know, you're probably going to fail. So we don't want you to fail.
Right.
You know, you have to keep going. And that's the name of the game. You get knocked down, you get back up, and that's the spirit we try to bring to the ring as well. The name is indicative of that platform.
Yeah.
Daniel's boxed a little bit as a kid. I think right now everyone thinks he's an ex-boxer. He did not do a professional round anywhere as far as I know, but he is truly passionate about it. But we more channel the spirit of the entrepreneur. We see the spirit of the entrepreneur being that fighter. You get knocked down, you get back up, you train harder, and you go again. And that actually set the tone for the name, since you wanted to know. Then in terms of the actual concept, I would say it's lifestyle. You know, we believe it. Health is, it's a lifestyle. It's more than just physical. It's more than just mental. It's spiritual. It's so many things. It's your environment. It's the people you're around.
Right.
It's your business. You know, your business has to be healthy too. And for that, we, like I said, going back to our experiences, Simi worked in technology a little bit. It was a cubicle. It was very dark.
Yep.
She was very unhappy. She longed for freedom and then basically said, I'm going to go into real estate.
Yeah.
That was her background. Danos has always been into real estate, but a serial entrepreneur. I've always loved technology. I've always loved building things. I was actually going to go into law and because I love solving problems, right? It's like I get a case and I want to, like, you know, tackle it. But I also love that world of creation. Even as an artist, you know, no one has seen my work really because I don't like saying I'm an artist. I don't produce enough. But this allowed me to be free because it allowed me to innovate. And that's so critical to these types of businesses. I see our camera lady shaking her head in the back there, so I know she's like-minded. So we kind of bought these different aspects of our character together and what we consider to be the trifecta.
Right.
Because we're seeing things from different angles, you know, things mean different parts of the ring have stronger meanings for each of us. And then going along the line of commercial real estate redevelopment, there was some synergy coming through. Just sometimes, you know, it has to be the right timing. It has to be the right concept. But when we started to see all these sort of stars align, we're like, okay, we have to do this, you know?
Right, right.
I think them being Daniels and Simi Ikayas, hello there again. shout out. I love to, of course, support our team when they're not here. But them being in the real estate industry, they're looking to also innovate. You know, they were looking to create that shift and that platform. I came in and I said, hey, I really care about the data. I want to know what that shift is going to do later on. And so did they. But either way, that sort of fused together. And then we started to focus on these three verticals. It was nature, it was the people, and it was the technology within the space. So we categorized it and started building on each one. What did nature represent? You know, it's the environment. It's about bringing the biophilic elements, so your moss walls and our plants indoors. What does that do for the human? You talked about our late nights. Our late nights are literally filled with, where did man start? Okay.
Yeah, I have to get in on one of those late nights.
Yeah. You know, and understanding that and really caring about it, because we are organisms, we are evolving,
right.
And so must our industries evolve and the things that we do. And you talked about sort of getting knocked down. Well, you can't be stagnant.
Yeah.
So we get knocked
down.
Exactly. So that was, like I said, the tone was the lifestyle. And then there was a great opportunity. Daniel's, the family had a third floor, sorry. The third floor was sitting empty. I was trying to think between the two of them, but the third floor was empty. This floor was the Chamber of Commerce, the second floor. And
we're in the Bank of America building, by
yes,
the way, in downtown Clearwater.
I'm like, I probably should drop that in there. But
I forgot to say it. It's 600 Cleveland Street on the Rock and 600 block.
On the
way.
I love that. On the Rock and 600. I'm going to take that. No, that's all I'm going
to
say.
You have to Google hashtag Rocking 600 Block.
Hashtag Rocking 600 Block. I love it.
You'll see a few pictures I'll put together.
Okay, so this is a thing.
I've been doing a hashtag Rocking 600 Block campaign for about 6 months.
Okay.
Try to build up the 600 Block.
This is brilliant. Well, and
yes,
we're right here. And I think it's the next it block. You know, there was
yes,
the 400, 500 coming to be, but here we are on 600. So either way, we demoed the third floor. It, like I said, 15 years sitting empty, waste of space, waste of energy. Because
wow,
you're still
15 years empty.
15 years. And you're still putting power, you know, you're still cooling that space with no one there.
Right.
Blowing
and
a lot of
dust.
It's an entire floor. The walls came down and the light came in, is the simplest way to put that. And we said, wow, this illumination is beautiful. What can we do within this space? Naturally, the competitors in us wanted to compete against our next door neighbors, the other commercial spaces with all glass. Essentially build executive suites, because it was something that was not part of the building. There wasn't anywhere for, like, you know, a smaller office space. That's when Simi came in and she said, you know what, I think we can do something different. Why not? Let's not just build cubicles, let's make it a community.
Nice.
Very cool.
See, that's
and because of that, that said, well, in the spirit of community, we wanted to understand ourselves once more and the greater community at large, which is our international community. And that's when we started traveling. And so we traveled, we visited different spaces. We just wanted to understand how people connected, you know, what were the interrelationships between their physical environment and their workspace. So we sat and we spoke to them. You know, we literally disrupted their day to find out, by the way, so how do you feel today in this space? Is that lighting affecting you? And so that drove, we had our internal data that we were collecting. So anywhere from, like I said, London, obviously a lot of the US, California, New York, places that were pioneering and were co-working, Amsterdam, there's a lot of workspaces. And what we realized is that the European countries, they really do care about their environment. It is about how do you reuse and recycle material as opposed to consume. So it's not consumer driven as much as probably the Western world. And so we realized that's something that we needed to do. Brought that concept here, obviously. I want to say that we all have really good taste in things. So, you know, between Daniels is actually, I would say, the true interior designer of the group. I'm more of the artist, where I would literally sketch it. Like, he'll be talking to me and I'll start sketching things. I want to give a shout out to Claire PH and Tate Escape. They were actually our two designers on the project that focus on communal areas. We have some beautiful communal areas.
Oh, yeah,
so.
I like to say we.
It is we. Of course it's we. It's us. It's we. You're part of the ecosystem. You know, I'm just like a little ant in there working too. So, but either way, they were part of that project. And like I said, just a lot of minds coming together. We were very strong on what we wanted to see. You know, we wanted to see the brick. We wanted to see these different natural materials.
Well, it wasn't inexpensive, you know, because all of the time and the materials that you used.
Precisely.
Are very specific.
They are very specific. And so people ask all the time, you know, what is eco-friendly? Bisphenols and phthalates. That's the chemical words, I think, very technical words, but those are your BPAs. Today we see everything as BPA-free plastic. What the hell does that mean? You know, basically these two little compounds love to leach onto materials. And when it gets into essentially the water stream, it becomes very toxic. So that's why you've seen now a lot of plastics say we've eliminated this bisphenol, we've eliminated this phthalate, and now it's a little bit more sound. In our space specifically, we have no plastic. Well, we try to be plastic free. It's very impossible. Polyurethane is just about everywhere. But these are the things that we have technically removed to a greater degree. Your PVCs in order to build our space. So that becomes very costly because, like I said, just what everything is coated with some sort of sealant, something has a plastic component. And it was very hard to avoid finding Cat 6 cable for any of the technical people watching and listening. That is your simple Ethernet cord. Ours is devoid of a PVC jacketing. It actually helps with the insulation.
Okay.
But either way, we were able to find it. That came at a very high delta.
I bet.
100 feet, let's say it's $80. Ours would be 100 feet closer to $700-$800.
Wow.
So exponential
But
cost.
You live all the way down to that little detail.
Precisely. And that's why I'm bringing it up. It's literally every nut, every bolt. We had a phenomenal consultant on this project. His name is Bakari Kennedy. He sits on the local chapter for Green Building Committee over in Tampa and GBCI, Green Building Institute. So we had another great mind. He was happy because we were just choosing things that he was like, oh, well, yeah, this technically meets it, so
right.
We're okay. And for us, a stamp didn't matter. You know, it wasn't like it was LEED certified, so good.
Right.
I'll just throw in there because this is another fact that really goes unheard. We are cruelty-free. We say it if you're walking with myself or Daniels. We tend to put it there a lot. So there are no leathers in the space. Even our cotton, where we get our cotton, we try to use recycled cotton, which is also interesting. But that's the degree that we do care. I'm very passionate about the project, obviously. I believe in what we're doing. And I come from a background of saying, I just feel like we don't really have much of a choice anymore. You know, it's kind of to the point where you've done so much bad, you know, how do you start cleaning that up?
And
it's
so back up.
Yeah, you back up. There you go. You back up. And that's what I said. We started looking at how did mankind begin? You know, what did they do? What were the tools they needed? And created that symmetry within our workspace environment. So,
well, I have to tell you, Saturday, when we were doing the Craft Beer Festival, a couple of my friends showed up, and they're, he's a permaculturist.
Okay.
And he's traveled all over the world, and I've been friends with him for quite a while. We volunteered together in North Greenland.
Beautiful, yeah.
He was helping them put together a garden, and I was doing the executive director of a community center.
Okay.
That volunteer.
That is amazing. You are a woman of every
volunteer.
Trait. You are. You are a serial entrepreneur, a serial giver. Like, the more and more I listen to you, I'm so, like, enthralled by, like, everything you're saying, because it's just, you have all this experience, and that's the beauty of it, too. We want to hear from people like you.
Well, I had my partner that was at the tent, or the booth, the Shop Local for Good booth, and I'm like, I have to take them up to see the ring, because she's a permaculturist. And
amazing.
Very earth conscious.
Absolutely.
And so they came up here, and his wife had worked in the bank of, in this building on the, what did she say, the ninth floor, seventh floor.
Okay, okay.
Years and years and years. And so when they walked in, they went up to the walls and they're like, wow.
It was that way the whole way through, and I'm like, let me show you this.
Wow.
So he was really excited about the whole project.
I love that they touch everything, by the way. This is the one environment where it's okay.
So I gotta ask you, how do you water the moss from the wall?
We don't. So the moss is self-preserved, and what happens with moss, because everyone's kind of like, I don't really get it. So moss is actually one of the most complex species on the face of the earth. They have over 35,000 genes. They claim it's like even more complex than the human body. So it's it's very unique. Either way, it also captures a lot of moisture, right? And that's how moss thrives. Basically, it relies on moisture and that particles in the air. And what happens is once it is harvested, it's then placed in glycerin, right? Glycerin is basically this oil. So they dried out, they place it in the glycerin, and what happens is that helps to really capture all of the moisture that has been in there for a long time.
Okay.
Well, simply put, pretty sure there's a couple other steps involved.
Right.
But, and then that process is dried out. So what the moss is doing is actually feeding off of the moisture in the air.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, it's preserved because it doesn't require a lot of water, you know, because it has, like I said, this coating over it that helps it sort of slow down. So think of it like a lot of sunscreen,
right.
Where your skin will not get burnt. So it's our little moss there, and it's thriving on its own. And what's unique about our moss is that we have several species, but the backing of the moss is basically, one is a foam, and we wanted to see what does that look like. And then the other one is actually mushroom and wood chips.
Oh, wow.
One really smart company, even though the product is no longer with us, they decided to grow mushroom panels because it helps with sound dampening and also helps with that moisture. It's a little bit, if you feel it's a little bit more cold. It's just very unique in that regard. Can't take credit for the moss, but shout out to Artisan Moss and to also Patricia Thomas. She was responsible for some pieces. And
Okay, so how long did it take you to design from concept to grand opening?
We're still designing.
Okay, so concept to grand opening and continuing to grow.
Sure. So I would say concept to grand opening, it was probably a year, a true year of formalizing everything we wanted and, you know, making alterations. We went through probably six or so renderings for certain areas. So it is a very long process. Our plans, if you also look at our architectural plans, it's very different. We did a lot of things in the field because it didn't feel right. So that's why I said the ring is about emotion. It's a sensory experience. If it wasn't balanced, and there's still things, that's what I'm saying, like we want to fix, because they're like, man, we have to be very specific when you're talking to some of these people. Like, it has to align, you know? So you will see things that are a little bit off, but it's okay. We're really working on it for this project in the future. But I would say a year. Not to go too long.
Well, and that's what's so, I think, exciting for me, because I love watching things grow.
Uh-huh.
And so getting in the beginning, or sort of the beginning, for me is exciting. Because I like to be a part of growing, you know, and what I've noticed with you and Chris and her name is
Lauren.
They're so in tune to, for example, if I have a question, they're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, and you too. or if I have a suggestion or anything, it's
absolutely,
you're personally connected with all the members. So when you walk in here, it's like a family.
It is a family, and that's
what it seems like.
Yeah, I love that word, family. And we are, you know, again, it's going back to nature. Everything is intertwined. You know, I talk energy and all of this, but the reality is that there is a mother tree in the forest, and everything is connected to that root system and basically what happens to that. So that's how we see it. You know, if we don't set the right tone, then our members will feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Busy.
Right. But
let's discuss a little bit, because there's levels where and this is what I love about it too. It's affordable to be a part of the ring.
Yes, it is.
It's so affordable.
It's affordable.
It's really affordable.
We understand the pains of growing a business and starting a business. And it's very costly. Capital is the most critical, besides human capital, of course. But so we wanted to make sure that it was something that was going to be accessible. So affordable and accessible. The city grant, we were gifted, I should say, or awarded with a $600,000 grant from the City of Clearwater for half of our construction initially. The project was estimated at 1.2. We have since gone above budget to 2.1 million. The numbers have inverted themselves. Whoopsie indeed. But we realized the need to innovate. We realized there was so much more that we had to bring into the project. So, you know, Daniels took that risk. This is a self-funded project and said, this is just the beginning. You know, so we have to do a few things really, really well. And then everything else we can optimize. So,
Because there's something like this in the country, right?
Apparently, there
we're special.
There are, I don't want to disregard other movers and shakers and people who are building sustainable, amazing spaces. There is this workspace out in New York. They're called Primary. They have a really great dynamic within there. They're also very health focused. So they make sure they have their yoga room. You know, they have it every morning, as far as I know. The people are very helpful. You can feel it. And that's the beauty of community and co-working. It's like, this is our family here, but guess what? There's another family and another family.
They're cousins.
Very costly. Sorry, definitely a lot more expensive. But that grant allowed us to offset some of the costs, so therefore we can have passed that along to our members.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So it goes from everything from having a mailbox.
Yes.
To having a seat at a table that is a quiet area. So that,
yes.
And that's monthly.
That's monthly, a shared area, basically.
Or daily,
if you want a day pass, absolutely.
And then to my level, which is I'm at this really big, huge, long table that you have to tell the story about.
So you are very unique. So our Contenders Club, you are a contender. We love this concept. Actually, Contender started as Fight Club.
Oh, God. There you go.
That would have been cool. But then we got into what does the word fight, you know,
right.
mean? How is that received? So, you know, we went back to the drawing board and we said, you know, we feel like contenders in this world. We're all trying to get somewhere.
Right.
Either way, but the Contenders Club came up because of Clearwater, where we felt as though we wanted to target the entrepreneur. We wanted to have them feel comfortable enough to work in a Starbucks type of setup.
Right.
So that's why you get this very long table. However, get the business amenities and resources that they need, the basic tools.
Right.
You know, guaranteed spot, locker so I can leave my things, 24/7 access, and
that's
internet.
Wonderful.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Internet and parking in Clearwater. So that's what set the tone. We wanted to retain talent and these beautiful minds like Karen's and her daughters that's behind the camera in Clearwater. Because the truth is, you might say, you know what, I need to move to Tampa, I need to move to St. Pete, or I need to move to another state because I just can't get the right environment, I can't get the right workspace.
Well, I'm a second generation native of Pinellas County.
Well, you're not going anywhere.
Drag me out of here, kicking and screaming.
Fair enough. But we wanted to make sure that, like I said, we brought something of quality, something that was needed into the community, and that sort of forged Contenders Club. Yeah.
It's very awesome because I'm technically a bike right away. That's where I live.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I don't live too far from here. My daughter
walks. And you're cycling. Oh, wow. So we have green energy. No, that's wonderful. I do walk sometimes, but I drive most of the time. It is hot. It is a bit warm. But yeah, Contenders Club is really cool. We wanted to retain talent, like I mentioned, in Clearwater. We want people to help grow this economy with us. I'm new to this area specifically. New meaning 4 years because the project kind of brought me here. But I love to say, if you're going to be a part of anything, be an asset. Be someone who is changing for the good.
Mm-hmm.
And again, very simple premise. That's what Contenders is about. It's about collaboration. It's about connecting with people. So that's why we feel like it's very native, because it represents everything. Like,
well, what's so awesome too about Contenders Club is it's not just a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I have a dedicated drawer, but I also get credits.
You get credits.
And I get to spend. And what I spent my credits on last month was
the networking event in the Ring, you guys have to come here and tour that conference room because it is just gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
I'm like, wow, I could camp in here. It's really neat. I mean, it's got mood lighting. It has the music. It has this wonderful drop-down screen that really has a good slideshow. And they work on it for me. I gave that to you like at the last minute.
That's absolutely fine.
So, and you guys are phenomenal in setting up the room. It was just fantastic.
I do want to say, like, our team could not be any more perfect.
Absolutely.
It's a let's get it done attitude, but I'm happy you liked it. The Ring, as is many things, a vision of truly what we conceptualized. You know, we saw the walls being covered in cork. Daniels really wanted to set the stage for the entrepreneur. So the entire, from the post to the boxing ropes, they're all his concept. I have to give him accolades for that. So that design, like I said, was him, the brass inlay in the floor. We wanted it to feel a little colder. A lot of people wonder, like, why did they go with concrete? Because we wanted it to feel like that little dungeon, like you're there and you're like getting ready to fight and you put on your Rocky music and you're like, I got this, you know? That is our pitch room. So a little bit more about the Ring and what it means to be in that conference room. That setup was meant for pitching your greatest ideas to a group of venture capitalists. We were going to do this internally through our network. Luckily, we have caught the attention of Harvard University for two different studies, actually. So one of that being the innovation ecosystem. Very fancy and long way to say, hey, we want to see who are the startups in our neighborhood and what can we offer to them so that they can actually grow their businesses and achieve their objectives. So the Ring would be the place that you would step into and essentially pitch for your life, fight for your life. And, you know, even if it doesn't happen there, definitely keep going. But that's the spot that we hope that happens for you. You turn around.
It's always good to practice.
It's always good to practice. No, that's brilliant. Great comment. That's the truth. We should be practicing probably more in the Ring. So,
right.
But, yeah, that would be also the space for that.
When I speak at city council, because I'm a resident, I get 3 minutes. Talk about anything I want to.
There you go.
The mayor gets a kick out of me. No. So when I do make it to city council meetings, I like to talk about half stuff. You know, what's happening, events coming up, because most of the time when people go there, they're not very happy. In fact, the last two times I went there, there were crowds there that were complaining, and then there's happy arena. And the mayor's like, please, no, okay. So. Where was I going with that? Oh, public speaking.
Yeah.
So people, to me, they're like, how do you do that? Because 3 minutes, you've got to time it and pretty much know what you're doing.
You're absolutely right.
Because when your 3 minutes is up, the mayor kicks you out.
Yep.
You're like, okay, bye.
Yep.
Because they have to keep the meeting going.
Yeah.
They'll be there till midnight. So somebody asked me, you know, how do you do that? I go, practice. I could go back to the first time I spoke because I was raised to respect authority. And so when I'm around people way back then,
yeah,
not so much anymore.
No, yeah. Can I put myself back then?
Right.
Too? We were raised similarly.
So I was speaking, my first time was at the school board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty passionate about what I was talking about. I've actually home educated for 25 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I am very passionate about education in general, because not everybody can keep their kids at home.
Exactly.
Without telling them.
No.
And it's a lot easier these days than it was when I first started, you know, because now we have the internet and I don't have to have a whole library in my house.
Yep.
Even though I still do.
Knowledge is literally a click away.
But so I remember that first time that I was speaking at the school board meeting, my knees were shaking. I could hear my voice shaking. I was a mess. And I had 3 minutes.
Been there.
I had notes. And I left. And I was, because all the meetings around here are televised.
Mm-hmm.
Left my glasses on top of my head. I just was crazy. So I didn't even think about it. I did it. And then, okay. And I knew I was nervous. Well, one of my friends saw me on TV. And she's like, oh my gosh, you're on TV. So I can't stand watching myself.
Yeah.
Because because, oh, am I a critic.
I'm a little shocked that we're live right now.
I'm so critical of myself.
Yeah, my good side.
Yeah. But, so I watched it, and I could hear, I knew that I was a mess. Because you were fantastic.
Oh,
and, but
wow.
When I watched it, I could hear my voice shaking.
Yeah.
I knew that my knees were shaking. But my point is, that was, holy cow, 15 years ago.
Wow.
And you just have to keep going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Facebook Live. Oh, I don't think I could do a Facebook Live. Well, my suggestion to them is you can set up a secret Facebook group with a group of your friends and just practice.
There you go.
You go live in that group. You're only surrounded by people who genuinely will give you constructive feedback.
Right.
And they won't, make you feel bad.
That's a great suggestion. I feel like I should do that.
And there's secret groups. I have secret groups on Facebook.
Do you really? What do I have to do to qualify for the secret?
And they're local business owners that when I started the Market Space for Good concept.
Okay.
By bringing in, that's kind of over now.
I was about to say, can you tell me more about this Market Space for Good? That sounds really interesting.
So what it was, I work with a lot of vendors that work outside. That's why when you came up to me at the Craft Beer Festival, I'm like, now you know what I do.
Yeah.
So I work with a lot of the food truckers and the vendors that work outside.
Well, okay.
During the summer, it's a mess because either their products are melting or they're dying of heat stroke.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to grow, what I wanted to build, and what I'm still thinking about was I was invited into a poor community to try to bring something economic.
Yeah, some sort of stimulation, something
right
there.
So instead of a market outside, mm-hmm, I put together the Market Space, which was a retail store, and each shelf was a member, and they were the market members that would, so they could sell their stuff all year long without nothing. And then, so that was the secret group, was the original
Cool.
And we've gone through quite a few pivots. We ended up having to move out of the poor community because I wasn't able to attract enough people to shop.
People, yeah. Oh, because it's a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Wow, huh.
And then I found out about the Station Square. So I and my husband built all the shelves and built the counter space, and then we had to tear it all down. And
master craftsman.
Yeah, and then we moved into Station Square, and I kind of ran into the same thing. People are shopping on the computers and not necessarily getting to know the small business owner in the community. And that's kind of why I started Shop Local for Good, because over the years, I've known a lot of families that started small businesses,
right,
brick and mortars, and they put everything they have in it, and they go out of business.
Yeah.
And then, and what's really bothering me, if you want me to go into
absolutely
it, is there are businesses in our community that only survive because of the Northerners. Because when the Northerners are down here, they save up. And then when they go back up north, the people who live here all year can't support them.
Precisely.
And that bothers me.
And it's a short period of time. You know, that vacation period is not very long.
And if you're in the beginning,
yeah,
which we were, if you're in the beginning and you can't get the traffic into your store, then you have to shut down. It's a big, huge responsibility. My daughter basically managed the store 6 days a week.
Wow. So we have a young entrepreneur right here with us, too. I can't wait to talk to her.
But I've built up a lot of friendships with small business owners and the market vendors, and I like to learn from them, too.
Absolutely.
They learn from me, and I learn from them.
And that's what it's about. It's a sharing of information. Yes, we have the consumer today is about convenience.
Right.
You know, we see it in our selection of food. We see it in how we shop on, online. It's about how do I get it fast? How do I get it cheap?
Right.
And essentially, the larger corporations have that leverage. You know, they can pump lots of volume at low cost. And by the time it hits our shelf, the prices cannot compete with a brick and mortar, because you're putting in
craft.
or a handcraft, because you are putting in the time. You're putting in a lot of time and effort, and that has a value. And then the products you're probably selecting are going to be better anyways, because you care about what you're making. So it is an unfortunate reality, and that's why I say, you know, it's a pity health has to be at a premium in today's day and age.
Right.
Because this is something that was given to us, you know. Clean water was given to us, and we've done so much harm that now we have to clean it up, and now it comes packaged and at a cost, a very high cost,
right.
You know, the better it gets. So kind of going back to the small business entrepreneurs, it's so critical that within the ring environment that we do share that information. We're still starting, and that's a lot of it too, where we're focusing on our product a lot, and we want to make sure we focus on our people. I love the fact that you brought up Chris and Lauren and, you know, myself, and we have some faces behind the camera. But either way, when I hire, that's another thing. I don't hire always for skill. I hire for character. You know, how
is it find?
It is very hard to find. You know, but what is your primary concern? And both will tell you it's the community, it's the customer, and that's the right answer. That's it.
Right.
You know, everything else can be taught. But teaching respect, teaching care, it has to be innate, you know? So yeah, it's we want to share.
Well, like, that's like with me, I love finding out the story behind a small business.
Okay, yeah.
And that's basically, I started this Blog Talk Radio show 7 years ago in my political days.
Wow.
And then I took a hiatus to launch Shop Local for Good. And basically what Shop Local for Good to me was, I moved away from the community activism, nonpartisan and partisan, because
okay.
I saw that.
Hear more about that.
Yeah, I saw that what I was doing was important,
mm-hmm.
and I was really good at it, and I was getting paid good money too. Just ask my husband. But I saw that the breakdown in society had to come down to a local level.
Right.
We have to build locally. Out.
Absolutely.
And if I can't help my community, working on a national election isn't going to make a difference in my life. And I can't, and so I'm very passionate about all volunteer nonprofit missions.
Yes.
Because they give everything. It's kind of like a business.
It is a business, absolutely.
Yeah.
You put more time in it too, so.
Right. So the goal is to encourage people to shop local with the small business owners who also support those local nonprofits more than any corporate giveaway will.
Okay.
So I'm encouraging my neighbors to shop local with the business owners who support the local nonprofits that they care about. So then the nonprofit gets supported and it goes in a circle. Kind of like the ring.
Yeah, no, I love that. I didn't know the story behind Shop Local for Good. And now, it's come full circle. Let's
so
put it that way.
It's for good and it's for good.
It will last forever.
So that's why the ring, I think, was such a draw for me too, because I'm big on community. I've gone all the way up to the national level.
Wow.
And I get a lot of, I'm still serving on the national board, Homemakers for America.
Okay.
But they only call me when they need to bounce an idea off. So that's my board member position.
You're on the board, yeah.
I'm like, how much time do you need? But I've known her forever, so she could turn the
money. That's amazing. Community, that word is so important. You know, if, for instance, the private and public sector can work together always in unison, that's a community right there, you know? Then you're going to see that. You're going to feel that. Our merchants are going to feel that as well, because regulation will probably be in favor of merchants and the consumer.
Right.
And then that would allow us to also, have more brick and mortar. I miss certain mom and pop stores. You know, again, the quality comes from the people who have the most passion. No one really wants to buy store-bought food and just pop it open. You lose that connection.
Right.
Sitting at a table and eating with someone, that's a community. And that's very important. And at the ring, that's what we bring in. You know, there's a very specific reason. I always tell people why the trash can is near the watering fountain. Everyone kind of wonders. We do want you to recycle. We do want to collect our waste. We do want you to walk to the trash can. Those are all very unique things to active design. So it was intentional. But we could have put the water a little further. Actually, around the corner, we had several options, and we said, no, everyone will have to recycle, and everyone will have to hydrate, so chances are that's where they'll meet And sure enough, there you go.
Right.
Sharon Fakit, who's a community member, I'm sure you've met Sharon. She even called it. She was just like, yeah, everyone at the trash can. And I'm like, you're probably getting water. And she's like, yeah, I'm getting water.
At the watering hole.
At the watering hole, exactly.
And that you is. Have kombucha.
And we have kombucha.
It tastes so good, too. It really does.
Mother Kombucha, St. Petersburg.
Oh, is that where it comes
from? It is. They have such cool flavors. A lot of people are kind of like, oh, wow, I've never tasted this before. But I think it's just how you present something.
Right.
You know, we tell everyone, try it. Trust me, it's not going to bite. And
kombucha is good for gut health.
It is great for gut health. There's a lot of probiotics in kombucha. For me, it is the B12. It's natural energy, literally. It's a little bit caffeine, so it's just taken me off of coffee. Coffee has about 95, grams of caffeine per cup. Or per liter, sorry. And then basically kombucha has 15.
I didn't know it had caffeine.
Yeah, there is caffeine. At the base of it, it's a green tea leaf or a black tea leaf or sometimes a fuse. And that's what they use to ferment, and then they form a culture by introducing some vinegar.
Yeah, learn something new.
Yeah, everything has a little story in the ring. That's another thing, literally. But, you know, it's
and
like...
we have the fresh fruit.
We have fresh fruit, organic fresh fruit.
Organic.
Produced locally. I mean, something probably, but it's all local.
I'm even more of a hero. Yeah. You're my hero. I love the local word.
It is so critical. I mean, even our coffee beans, you know, everyone said, well, there are so many cool coffee beans out there, so many great tastes. I used to love Starbucks. I still love Starbucks. Let me not get it wrong. But we use only local roasters because the beans have to be imported. Some of them, you know, Brazilian, Guatemala, some of the unique flavors. But then they're roasted here, actually, in Clearwater. Blazing Beans is the coffee that we've been using. And everyone likes it. That's the thing. You just maybe that's not the first thing you pull, but I think we're going through a period of really appreciating and supporting, you know, the craftsman. You're getting craft beer. IPA is more expensive than the ones you're going to buy in the convenience store. Same thing with these coffee beans. But it's also the time and energy. Of course, there's a lot more involved when you are doing something locally. So, yeah.
So, the ring has does it have a networking event every month for all the members?
So, going forward, we're just getting into our networking phases. Yay, finally. We're kind of getting over the hump of construction. Because would you believe it? We've been open, but we've still been tinkering with things. When you introduce technology, yeah, so many things can go wrong. But either way, yes, in about a month, you're going to experience about at least 3 networking events per month.
Oh, wow. Great.
So three. Yes, one will be very community focused with our members. You know, we want to learn about the things that you're doing with your business. The other one will be focused either on the health and wellness vertical or the business and technology vertical. So we're going to bring in different speakers. We're going to have some maybe interactive classes. We do constantly want our members to also foster and bring in their own event ideas. You know, we're here to, of course, bring everyone in, but we do want it coming organically from our members and our community.
Great. So, and then what else do we need to tell them about?
About the ring?
Yeah.
Oh, I can talk to
them. Oh, the George Jetson chair.
Is that what they're called?
It looks like
Oh, wow. Are those the phone booth chairs? Or is that what you're saying?
No.
Which?
Sleeping pods.
Oh, the sleeping. Oh, George. Oh, yeah. No, like, oh, my God. Our phone booth chairs are a little futuristic, too.
Everybody's like, bring out George Jetson chair.
George Jetson chair. No, that is so. No, I love. Judy. I remember. So sleeping is also critical. It helps with your cardiovascular. It helps to essentially relax the body. There are lots of scientific facts out there about taking a nap. For us, it was about a rejuvenation room, a mindful room where you can just step away if it was to do a prayer, you know, if it was just to think about something. We wanted to create that very secure space. Right now it is pointed outward because we've been getting so many requests for photo shoots, so we just left it that way. But it will be flipped back around and then, you know, become a little bit more private. The goal is to not have you drift into REM. We don't want you to go and dream in there. But
snoring.
There you go, snoring. Well, we don't mind, probably, but we'll probably wake you up. But yes, it is to really help you calm down from your day and de-stress.
So I tried it.
Yeah, tell me about what was
Lauren
your experience
had
like?
Help me with it. I'm like, tell me what buttons
press.
<push."> But it's really cool because it has that
massage, I mean, that vibrating.
Yeah.
Because and I've read a lot of studies on napping.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe we go a little bit.
I'm a nap. I love the nap.
Okay.
But if you sleep longer than 20 minutes, it actually reverses the benefit.
Yeah.
Because then your body just is like, okay, I need to be.
I need to be sleeping. Yeah, exactly.
All the time.
You're going to be lethargic and groggy.
There's wave sounds, or there's music, and
it's really cool. There's ambient sound and ambient light. The color choices, we're actually working now to help bring in other colors. You know, red therapy has become quite the thing, but it's actually very good for your skin and your cells.
Okay.
So I don't believe we have a red selection yet, but there's orange and green. And either way, and then the sounds, we have... A lot of people will switch through the moods. You might want to also have you gone through.
Yeah, I know what the button
pushing. No, go ahead. I say if there's a button press, don't break it, but just go ahead and press it.
I already pressed the button.
Oh, did it start going up?
Like, wow. Yeah. Like, look, it
comes
back.
There you go.
That's another thing, too. You know how you see those commercials for Veritas?
Yeah.
Their whole desk goes up.
All our private office desks.
We can stand up and work. I was asking her if we should stand up while we.
I wouldn't mind. I mean, if you want to start levitating right now, we can absolutely do it. But yeah, it's again promoting activity within the workspace. They actually say no more than 2 hours, which is a new study actually coming out. So you start to actually produce and work better. But after 2 hours, there's a little bit of discomfort that sets in. So they do now they're saying you should actually sit and then get back up. Which is a little bit different because they said that you can just work standing forever and ever, but yeah. They changed your mind. Avocado was good, now maybe not so much, and then now it's good again. So I don't know. I love avocado. High cholesterol.
Okay, there's another thing that's going on that's kind of neat, and I think we're allowed to tell people that some of the members are going through like a study.
Yes, indeed. I touched a little bit on Harvard. We tend to keep it under wraps, but we're still. But this one's beautiful. This one we can talk a lot about.
Oh, cool.
So Harvard came in, actually, like I said, Simi went back to school. She went back to Harvard and had a couple short conversations, but it was enough that they wanted to learn more about us. Why are we taking a 1974 old space and making it completely healthy and eco-friendly?
Right.
Because you can't imagine what we found behind those walls. So stripping, cleaning,
it's
floor. There you go. And everything had to come out. So either way, we wanted to assess the, not just ourselves, but Harvard University, P.H. Chan School of Public Health. They have a study saying, what is the impact of green buildings on cognitive function?
Nice.
So your air quality, the humidity levels, your CO2, obviously in terms of air, there's also noise discomfort. So they're monitoring the sounds and they're monitoring where it's coming from. So we get these awesome little surveys on our phone every so often, pretty much a couple times a week, that asks us these different questions. You know, can you hear cars? Can you hear birds? We amass a certain amount of points, and then there's a little incentive for being a part of the study. My app is not loading right now. It's probably realizing that I'm away from my sensor. Because you cannot cheat the system too. You have to be close by, so they do want to know that you're at your workstation. But part of that is giving us Fitbits, and you know, they're monitoring our steps to see if we're more productive, if we're meeting the goals. At the beginning of the study, they asked us to set certain goals. You know, if you want to walk 200 steps more. Why not? Set that as a goal.
Oh, cool.
And then it reminds you, you need to do that. So I never wore a Fitbit. I had an Apple Watch, but this is actually, I feel more productive with this one. Like, I'm like, oh God, it's talking to me. I need to get my steps.
The computer is totally
I think I've switched it off on my Apple phone. Apple Watch, that's why. But either way, it's, it has really raised the awareness of just physical activity and physical health. It's so much deeper than that. Like I said, going back to the air quality in the space, the lighting, it's measuring our lumens as well, our luminosity. And all of that plays an effect if you can think about it. You talked about mood and mood lighting. How do you feel? And that's kind of the premise of it, because that's a good 60% of these questions. But either way, that's another thing the ring has. We can adjust the color and temperature of the light. So you have your very white light that mimics daylight, and that's meant to bring up your serotonin levels, actually. And then once you, the day kind of winds down, your melatonin starts producing in your body because it's telling you it's time to sleep and relax. So you can take it down to 2700 Kelvin. I like to throw in a little bit of fact in there.
Awesome.
But either way, I think that's part of the overall tour we tend to see. But back to Harvard, yeah, they are assessing right now 50 buildings internationally, so this is a worldwide global study.
Wow.
We are the only space in the state of Florida to have been chosen to be a part of this, because usually they do look for in excess of 13,000 square feet. Literally, they take buildings, they take 100,000 square feet, look at multiple floors. Why was the Ring unique? Because of the community.
Very different, cool people,
different lifestyles, all with different preferences, and we want to see what that looks like in the workspace.
Awesome. And how long is the study for?
The study would be for a year. So we started in March, I believe. So by March of next year, we'll know. This will go into a bigger publication. This is one of the many studies we always reference online, the Wikipedia, and at the bottom it says reference Harvard University.
Right, right.
Oh, that will be the Ring in Harvard.
Cool.
So there's that. And then, like I said, there's the innovation ecosystem, which is still growing. We're building the framework for what that is right now. And that is kind of unique because it is targeted to the startups.
I love it. Well, we've got a few minutes left, so we want to, it goes by fast.
It goes by really fast, and I can talk a lot. So.
There is space available. You're not allowed to have the office that I've got my eye on. Just kidding. I'm very comfy with
that. Yes.
I'm kidding. So I really like being the contender, because that's enough. The movers and shakers are awesome.
We have movers and shakers.
Yeah, yeah. I love running into new people. Quick story. When my son was, I've always told my children not to talk to strangers. Now I'll talk to anybody. And my son was an extremely bright young man. He's 30 now. I think he's maybe 4. And we're in the movies, and there were people in front of us, and I started a conversation with them. And he leans over to me, and he says, "Mommy, how come I'm not allowed to talk to strangers, but you do all the time?"
What a,
I'm like,
wise little boy. Oh, no.
Because I'm your mother, and I said so.
Right.
But you guys are open Monday through Friday. What's the times for tours? Because you guys want to come through and experience the Ring.
Yes. So
we could talk about it for hours. But you got to experience.
That's so. There's so many facts. But 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. our operating hours. Reach out to Lauren or Chris, our community manager.
Okay.
30 seconds. Count it down.
And they're great tour guys.
Great.
They do a good job.
Good to know.
I dragged Chris around a couple of times with people because my friends would come up and I'm like, "I'm showing you my new office," and then Chris will be there.
Yeah, I'll come. Yeah. All right.
Well, it was a joy to have you.
Thank you very much.
I look forward to having you on again in the future. The rest of the team in. This podcast room, I'm imagining how awesome it's going to be. I appreciate you letting me use it.
Thank you.
It's all soundproofed and everything.
Little vision glass, like a newsroom.
Yes, it'll walk in on you while you're having a show.
There you go.
Well, this is Shop Local for Good News, Entrepreneurs Empowered. We have thoroughly enjoyed Janelle Branch.
Thank you.
She is the COO of the Ring Workspaces. Now, I've put all the information in there on how you can set up a tour of the Ring, and then you just let them know you heard about it on Shop Local for Good News, and you'll be my neighbor.
Then you'll get referrals. Then, Karen wins too.
All truth. Yes, I get a little bonus. If you come in and say Shop Local for Good told you to be here. I don't usually recommend things that I don't. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Shop Local for Good News. We'll be on next Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio. So everyone have a wonderful week, and we will see you next week. End episode.